Hello, welcome back to my podcast, Rose Knows. Sorry I haven't been able to upload. I basically ran out of things to talk about. But you want to know what I can talk about? My mental health. And what's led me up to this point. Because earlier I did something really bad and I regret it, but the person is still being nice to me, which is shitty. They should be mean to me, because I did something bad. But anyways, I was born a late-term preemie, and if you don't know what that means, my mom birthed me when she was really late in her life, like 40-something. And I was also a pre-something-something. I forgot the word. Sorry, I spaced out. So, preemie babies, they have a better chance of getting mental illnesses. And basically, I don't know what I have besides some type of depression, but anyways, I've never really had that many friends my whole life. I've always just kept to myself, you know. I have a lot of online friends, but you don't see me having that many real life friends. And I live in a small town too, so, you know. And basically, when I was in elementary school, I wasn't deemed as annoying because back then everybody was annoying, you know? We were all kids. And fifth grade graduation, the day I decided that I had to grow up, I got the solo for fifth grade graduation. It was this song from Wicked, the musical. And I have to thank one of my old friends, because if she wouldn't have said, "Good luck, you'll do great up there," I would have cried when I got on stage. There was a whole bunch of adults and kids watching me, and it was really scary, you know, for a fifth grader. But now I feel like I could go on a stage in front of, like, thousands of people, and I'd just talk about stuff, and some person in the audience would be like, "Yeah," and I'd be like, "Yeah." I wouldn't be a comedian per se. I don't think I'm funny, but I'm very sarcastic. And oh my god, female comedians, I have never laughed at one. You know? Like, I've laughed at male comedians because John Mulaney, Pete Davidson, those are my favorite comedians. I've probably already told you that. But, you know, sometimes I wonder who really listens to my podcast. Probably somebody with a lot of time. Probably somebody who's very lonely, like me. But if you're not lonely, sorry. I didn't mean to assume. But my whole life, I've been lonely. Back to what I was saying, I got sidetracked a lot. And fifth grade graduation was the day I decided to grow up. I decided to stop playing with my LPS, my little pet shops. And, you know, you can't really decide when you grow up. I'm a very immature person. I still laugh at the number 69. But I feel like everybody does, you know? Anyways, sorry if I'm clicking my tongue a lot. I don't know if you can hear that. And I'm sighing a lot. It's been a really weird day. So, we actually got evicted like a couple of weeks ago. And the house, it's barely standing, and we don't have another house to go to. We haven't found any houses for rent. And the house isn't clean. And I'm worried that the landlord's gonna come and just break down the door and say, "Pack your shit. This is the last straw. Pack what you want. I'm throwing the rest away. You're getting out of here right now." He's gonna come in here like full on work whistle angry from like those 30 cartoons, the 30s cartoons. And I'm just gonna cry the whole time. I cry a lot. I'm a very sensitive person. I hold in as much as I can, but when it just bursts out, it bursts out. And sometimes I don't even cry. Sometimes I just sit there and punch myself. I punch myself a lot. I punch myself on the head, my arms, my legs. I think this all started from when I wanted somebody to stop doing something in my house. I would punch myself until they would stop doing it. Like, not in a brat kind of way. I did it on my own. Nobody knew that I was doing it. And I don't even think my mom knew that I did it. I would just punch myself over and over again, the hardest I could, and I'd be like, "Stop it, stop it, stop it." And eventually, they'd stop. And I would think me hitting myself was the solution for them to stop. And then I stopped doing that, but then whenever something on my body would ache or hurt, like if I had a headache, I'd just punch myself in the head repeatedly and then my headache would go away. Or if my leg was cramping, I'd hit it repeatedly, then it would go away. So maybe I'm thinking when I'm crying or angry, if I hit myself, the pain will go away. But the pain will never go away. I can't make it go away. I've thought I've had a bundle of mental illnesses in my life. But when my mom and grandmother really knew that I had some sort of mental illness was the summer of seventh grade. The summer after seventh grade. Whenever I was mad or sad, I would just scream at the top of my lungs and cry for 45 minutes straight. You know, I've always been able to make myself stop crying in a split second. I don't know why. You know, in my earlier years, I was a bit of a brat. My mom spoils me as best as she can. We're very poor, and I know that, but I don't like to think about it. I remember two instances. One was when we were going through this festival we have in our town, and we went into this building, and after we left, we got home and I started crying because I didn't get anything. My mom was like, "What's wrong?" And I knew that if I said I was crying because I didn't get anything, that would be wrong. But I just said, oh, I'm crying because this guy, I didn't get his comics and I really wanted it. Which, actually, that was a very good lie. It wasn't a very good lie, it's just a very good lie for me, you know, because I ended up getting so much more of his comics because I liked them. And I would have never been introduced to that. And another instance where I was being a brat was we were in the middle of Walmart. We were in the My Life section, you know, the off-brand American Girl dolls at Walmart. And I was like, Mom, can I get this? And she's like, no. And I was like, please? And she's like, no. So I start crying and she walks off and I'm on the cold Walmart floor, the cold, dusty Walmart floor. And she came back like a few minutes later and she was like, are you done? And I was like, yeah. And that's the day that I realized I was a brat and that I should change that. Which, I'm sorry for a lot of things I've ever done in my life. I'm a very bad person, you know? And whoever is listening to my podcast is like, oh, I bet you're not a bad person. But by the time you finish this, you're gonna think I'm a bad person. And when one of my best friends went to the mental hospital for the first time, he was like, I'm going to the mental hospital. And I was like, 'cause you be fighting some demons. And he was like, yeah, I guess. And I was trying to make it into a joke, you know, because I haven't really gone through that, because back then I wasn't the way I was now. But if somebody told me they were going to the mental hospital now, I'd be like, I'm so sorry for you. I hope you get better. But I just tried to make it into one big joke. And once I went to the mental hospital back in the month isn't called Thanksgiving, oh my God. November. Back in November, I didn't really like it at I didn't like it at all, basically. Everybody thought I was really annoying. Just because I have highs and lows, you know? One day I can wake up the happiest I've ever been. The next day I'll wake up the saddest I've ever been. Which, people think I have bipolar disorder. And I don't really think I have it, you know? But I have kept it in the back of my mind. And basically, when I got out of there, they were like, well, she has major depressive disorder. So, take these pills. And for the first few days, I was like, I tricked myself into believing they were working. But they don't work. Nothing works. And I'm still taking those pills. They're basically the off-brand Prozac. And what was I saying? Because my side effects were I'm really sad all the time, which I'm sad right now. I've been sad the whole day. And no, it's not because I'm on my period. Puff. Stupid stereotypes. Anyways. But basically, my side effects are, well, not from the pills, like the side effects of my major depressive disorder, or what I think, or what they think the side effects of my major depressive disorder is, even if I don't even think I have major depressive disorder. Like, I'm definitely depressed. I'm definitely majorly depressed, but I don't think I have that type of depression. But the side effects of my mental illness that I know of, I see shadows everywhere. I have a lot of nightmares, actually. And they're so vivid, I hate it. Sometimes I wake up and I cry thinking about them because they can be so scary. They're not your falling type dreams, you know? They're like somebody's chasing me, somebody's killing me, somebody is making me have sex with a 40-year-old man. It's traumatizing, man. And basically, I see people. I see a lot of shadows. And I think there's a man sitting out in my window watching me every night when I sleep. And when I first started having these symptoms, my mom was like, "Oh, it's just the October wall thingy. You're seeing spirits from the underworld." And I was like, "No, I'm not. This is something serious." And she's like, "It's fine." But she didn't know better. I don't, like, she didn't know. Like, I told her about that the other day, and she was like, "Well, there is this thing in October where the underworld," and I was like, "Stop being a witch, Mom." But you should see my depression room. It is horrid, as people would say. One time, I was on a Discord call in this one Discord server with a bunch of random people. And this one girl turns on her camera, and this guy in the chat was like, "Bro, your room is messy." And I was like, "Do you want to see a messy room? Do you want to see a messy room?" And then I turned my camera around, and they were like, "Oh shit, dude. What the fuck? Are you a hoarder?" No, I'm not a goddamn hoarder. I'm just very not okay. Sometimes, I don't know, I just say I'm lazy all the time, and I don't really think that's the problem here. I'm not lazy. Like, if you get me to do something, I'll do it. I just don't like cleaning at all. It's so much work. But anyways, back to the first thing I was talking about. So then sixth grade rolls around, and everybody in my old friend group was still being childish, you know, but then they moved on to anime. And I thought, hey, they like anime. I don't really like anime. I'm just gonna pretend I like anime so they'll be my friends for a long time. And I still have two My Hero Academia posters on my wall. I fucking hate anime, dude. I don't hate it. Like, there's this one anime I really like. It's called Flowering Heart. It's on Netflix. But after I stopped fake liking anime, I was like, oh. But anyways, I've thought I've had a lot of mental illnesses in my life, you know? I thought I was schizophrenic, but that doesn't check out. I thought I have borderline personality disorder. My mom thinks I have that, but the doctor was like, "Nah, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine." And, you know, I like my new therapist. She's like cool to talk to, you know? But I just want to get diagnosed, man. I just want to get on some sort of medication that will make me better. I hate sitting in sorrow every day because I can't get out of bed because it's so tiring. Do you know how many times I've almost made myself cry during this? A lot of times. Anyways, so one instance of me crying very easily is the other day I was playing Roblox on my school computer at like 5 in the morning before school hours, you know? And somebody closed my tab, so I started crying and punching myself. And talking about my mental illness with somebody really gets on my nerves, you know? It really annoys me. Makes me want to punch myself more, you know? Which is why I don't really like therapists. But. Do you know I chew my nail beds? I don't chew them. I eat my skin. I eat my own finger, like, I eat my fingernails. I eat my nail beds around my fingernails. I eat my skin. You know, sometimes I've eaten hair too. I like to eat ice too. I saw on TikTok that was some sort of eating disorder, but it's a whole load of bahooey, balooey. It's a whole load of hooey. Yeah, that's the word. That's the word. Yeah. And basically, so I forced myself to grow up. And since I repressed my childhood and forced myself to grow up, that really fucked me up, bro. Like, I just want to go back to being a kid again. I just want to tell myself, my fifth grade self, do not grow up. You have plenty of time to do that in the future. Play with your dolls. Play with littlest pet shops. Play child games, because I still do that now. In fact, I'm a huge fan of Toca Life World. It's such a good game. And me and my ex-best friend, we didn't really leave each other on good terms, you know. My last text to her was, "Why did you do this? My best friend of like 2 years. I can't talk to her now because my new best friend, my only, one of my only best friends. I have three. She was like, okay, Rose, I'm done with your shit, bro. Like, you've said that you wanted to fuck your gay brother." And I was like, huh? I never said I wanted to fuck my gay brother, dude. And honestly, I think I'm a pathological liar, dude. But my mom said that if I think I'm a pathological liar, then I'm not a pathological liar. Which I don't really get that. Like, some people think they have depression, and they do have depression. Like, literally, I will tell people. They'll, like, one of my online friends will be like, "Oh, how old are you?" And I'll be like, "I'm 15. "No, I'm not. No, I'm not." And somebody will be like, "Where are you from?" And I'll be like, "I'm from Texas." "No, I'm not." "How many drugs have you done?" "Oh, I've done acid." "No, I haven't." And one time I remember lying. This was my biggest lie ever, dude. So it was the day of 9/11, eighth grade. The beginning of eighth grade. And we were watching all these videos on 9/11. I cried every single class. And when I walked out of the class, second block, everybody asked me what was wrong, and I don't know why I didn't say, oh, because of the 9/11 videos. I said, oh, because my brother died. No, he didn't. Why did I say that? And then the school counselor came up to me and was like, do you want to go into my office? And I was like, I'm fine. And then later that day, me and my ex-best friend, we hung out, and she called her mom, and then apparently she told her mom because her mom was like, no, Didi's son just died. And I was like, oh, I forgot I lied about that. That's such a bad lie. I would never wish that upon me. Why did I say that? Sometimes I just look in the mirror and I'm like, who are you? And all those questions that are like, would your 8-year-old self be proud of you? I'd be like, probably not. Not at all. But she was stupid, so she would say, are you boy crazy? And I'd be like, yeah. And she'd be like, cool, I'm proud of you. I talked about that with my mom the other day. I was like, would your 10-year-old self be proud of you? And she was like, would she know the things I've been through? And right then, right there, time just froze for me, even though it was like a second in real life, and like 25 minutes of thoughts just went through my head, and I was like, oh my God, mom's been through such a hell of a life. She's been through this for us. Why do I take it for granted all the time? But after that was done, I was like, oh, I guess she wouldn't. And then she was like, oh, well, I don't know them, but I wanted to be a mom at 10. And I think I've been a good mom, so she would probably be proud of me. And I was like, yeah, you have been a good mom. Jesus, that one made me very almost cry. I don't know. I think I'm done talking about my mental illnesses and stuff. But anyways, this has been it for this episode of Rose Knows, because I know things, and you know that. I'll see y'all later.